It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Eagles Radiothon Day 1 to benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation. And joining us now, the Executive Director of the Eagles Autism Foundation, Ryan Hammond.
How are you guys? The vibes are high.
Will you tell us? We got Saquon, Nolan Smith, Cam Jurgens. Vibes are high.
Not only do you have them, but you have them talking about how they're going to have these meaningful experiences with our fans.
Absolutely.
Winning bidders who are going to change lives, but they're going to get to golf with Saquon and Jason Kelce.
At Trout National?
Yeah, and stay in an overnight four-bedroom villa.
Come on the course.
Yeah,
come on.
Dinner, drinks, all that good stuff.
Unbelievable.
I was saying earlier, if you were going to book an appearance with Jason and Saquon, let's just say the golf, I've golfed with Jason, right? About 4 hours chasing some balls. That's really good quality time with these guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Think of all of these items. So we were talking about getting the haircut with Jordan Mailata, and we'll talk about the beef jerky thing with Cam Jurgens, all these things. The activities are fun. But the fact that you are sitting there one-on-one with a Super Bowl champion,
Eagles legends, Hall of Famers,
I can't guarantee they're going to answer everything, but everything you've always wanted to know, like you have an opportunity, you're there and you can ask these questions. This is once in a lifetime stuff.
Listen, I'm far from Saquon or Jason Kelce.
You're pretty great, though, Ike.
But I've done a lot of these golf outings where people pay to play golf with you. And you're talking four and a half hours out there. It is an awesome time to get to know whomever you're playing golf with. And you can do it at a very reasonable pace, right? You're talking about 4 hours out there on the golf course. Take your time.
Yeah.
You got time to loosen Jason up, loosen up Saquon, and then the next thing you know, you'll be asking all types of questions.
Yeah.
And those guys will be open to answering everything. I'm used to this. We're used to this.
Yeah.
This is what we do.
I will say, like, another value is even the lunch with Hallie. We have one of our winners. Shout out to Dick Ferris. He's a huge supporter of the foundation. And
you can bid on that right now, lunch with Hallie Roseman.
He consistently bids. You want to talk about someone getting their money's worth for their investment? He comes with typed up questions for Hallie. Hallie is a little bit sweaty, you know, at the end of it.
Yep.
I mean, it's great practice for press conferences. But Dick Ferris is so thoughtful, and he is just firing the way. He sits down, Hallie sits down, are you ready? And then we just go through it.
Yeah.
One time we didn't finish all the questions, so he offered to match and do it again so he could get through the rest of his questions. So now he's in this, you know, goes back and he's like, last year I asked you this and this is what you said. Like, what happened?
I feel like I need to bid on the Howie lunch and go with type questions. I would. There's a lot, you know.
A lot of stuff he wants to ask.
Well, he avoids when we have him on the show.
It is the most authentic experience with Howie. It is magic watching him in action, and he is. I mean, it's like, you know, this doesn't leave this room. And
of course,
that's the kind of experience it is. But yeah, I mean, he's intense. He's obviously very truthful in like how he's made his decisions, and I mean, he has incredible success, and you know, it's just awesome to see. So this all started with Jeffrey. His goal to bring people together around this team. We've raised over $40 million. We have this whole commitment that every single dollar is invested in autism research and care programs. It's carefully vetted. That actually kind of matches how we draft players. We're reviewing grants and site visits and everything. And, you know, every single person in this organization has embraced this mission. And I think Radiothon is a great example and a testament to this commitment where they feel this responsibility to give back. They're empowered to do it. And they're doing it in a way like, I play football for a living, but I'm going to have fun, do something I enjoy doing that's going to raise money, give me a really cool connection to one of our fans, and literally change someone's life because of it. So that's something that we've just embraced. And I can't thank the organization for their enthusiasm. And, you know, guys like Landon Dickerson knew he was going to mow someone's lawn like a year ago. He's like, next year, I'm going to someone's house and mowing their lawn.
Yeah.
Like, they're coming up with ideas.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jordan, like, he copied Cooper's haircut. So that's kind of how his item came about, is he asked for the Cooper haircut. I don't know if Mickey loves it right now, but he does. So he's going to be emotional support for someone else to get the Cooper cut at the Eagles barber. So yeah, it's just so much fun leaning into these guys' personalities, and the experiences are unmatched, right? And Ike, like, even spending a day with you, right? Or Spike, like, people get to see who you are, and they feed off your passion, your energy. And we get to do this to give back to a community that really needs us. I mean, there's 1 in 31 people affected by autism.
Well, and the other thing you mentioned, as far as leaning into what the players are interested in, what that means is that they're having fun and interested too.
No doubt.
Because there's such a huge difference between telling a player, hey, you have to go do this,
and then they
go there, besides, and telling them, what do you like doing? And then having the person being able to bid on that. It just makes the experience, I think, more alive for everyone.
I learned that really early on when I was going to ask a player or coach or Howie to do something, or even Jeff, like, I go with and ask no more complex than add water and stir. Like, what's going to be easy that doesn't feel like a lift, that they're going to feel successful afterwards? And I think that's the most important thing, is you'll then get their authentic self. If you ask them to do what you want them to do, they're not as comfortable, and you're just not getting who they really are. So I will say these players really shine. Even Jalen, we're so excited. He wrote a children's book. He's going to read it to, you know, a group of kids. Like, that's really special.
Yeah, I think it's the best thing that these guys have input, because they're going to be more invested. You know, they're going to look forward to doing these things, because it's one thing to give your time to a charity, and it's not that you're pulling teeth to do it, but I think guys are more energized to do things that they also can see themselves having fun doing. And
Sydney
being
Brown wanted to go to New York City to take a Peloton class.
Yeah,
that is his experience. Yeah, we are taking Sydney and two lucky people to New York City to take a live Peloton class in studio. Yeah, we also make their dreams come true.
Yeah, so that's what I love about it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're talking about these great items, and if you can afford these great items, that's great. The other great thing that you all do now is if for some, now look, anybody can buy the t-shirt, but if you can't afford, you know, the Saquon item is up to $30,000. You have a player design a t-shirt every year. This year it was two players bonded by whiteness, Cooper DeGene and Reed Blankenship. Well, I mean, that is, you know, they're teammates and they're D-backs. Yeah. But they designed the t-shirt. It's $30 at EaglesRadiothon.com. But it is, I think this is the coolest t-shirt that you guys have done so far.
It's so fun.
It's a great shirt.
It capitalized on a moment of their celebration, their enthusiasm, and it's exciting.
Yes. It's exciting.
There we go, right?
So, and you can, if you just want to donate, you can text to give. You text the word afternoon to 53209. And we have to set a record this year. Do we know what our goal is? Do we know what we want to hit?
Yeah, I mean, we want to be over 600,000, which is what we got to last year. We're already trending ahead of that number.
Okay.
So again, thanks to a lot of the enthusiasm, and one of the great items, right, is the moment with Jeffrey Lurie before the game next week when he raises that trophy and lowers the banner. You can be there with him.
Oh,
so
wow.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That's a lunch with Nick Sirianni and games.
Well, compete with Nick Sirianni.
Yes, yes.
You know, I don't even
know how
much
you need lunch afterwards. You're going to eat lunch afterwards.
Like picture, like Doyle rule. Like that's what you're getting from Nick Sirianni.
That's the Nick I want. Yes. I want to see.
It's like swatting basketballs. The other guy's chasing them and they're playing more. It's just like to be seen. But again, like I wouldn't want Coach to be any other way, because he's so intense and he's like so fun in these moments, and the fact that he's doing it in a way to give back is just awesome. And it's incredible what the organization has done, but it's so important that we raise money. I mentioned 1 in 31 individuals are affected by autism. It's a lifelong condition. We're here to provide support for research that's going to make a better tomorrow through breakthroughs and innovations, but also in real time, our community grants, we're funding popcorn factories, it's creating employment. I know it's right next to the WIP booth and the Head House Plaza, the Pepsi Plaza on game day, and so many different things.
Oh, it is. You're right.
It is, those are all adults with autism who make the popcorn in the factory and sell it on game day. And we have 35 individuals on the autism spectrum that work at Lincoln Financial Field for every event. So it's about us living our mission, creating inclusion and acceptance, and most importantly, being a model for others. Like, you're all invited to join. Let's all be inclusive.
Awesome. Well, great work. We're going to break the last year's total for you. We will get there.
Yeah.
We will also make sure the WIP Afternoon Show live broadcast, where, look, you want the biggest, baddest radio show in Philadelphia to broadcast from your business or your home.
Yeah. Come on.
We have to break we have to find out what we went for last year. I think it was the 10
or
12.
I'll pull the numbers. Yeah.
Not only do we have to beat the other shows, we have to beat last year as well.
Yeah.
So thank you. And thank you for Obviously, we love having the players come on and talk about their items. Saquon joining us at 4, and then sometime between 4 and 5, Cam Jurgens and Nolan Smith as well.
Yeah, Cam's going to talk about his jerky.
His jerky, yeah. Yep. And the axe throwing.
And the axe throwing.
And the axe throwing, yep. Yep, so thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. All right. Keep working, okay?
We will.
We are on mission.
Go Birds.
Yeah, go Birds.
Go Birds.
Yeah.
Love it.
215-592-9494. We will get to Flyers in 50 with Broads. Of course, we're not going to talk about the Flyers, but we will have interest. Well, there's nothing now. And that is a Broads decision. That's not a WIP afternoon show decision.
Wow.
But, well, it is. Well, he said last time there's nothing to talk about. Well, what do you want? We'll get to it with him right after we talk about Colonial Hyundai in Downingtown this weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, Labor Day Monday. They are going to be there hooking you up. Colonial Hyundai Downingtown. Look, everybody else has the day off, not Colonial. So what you're going to do with your day off before you go down the beach or before you do your barbecue or after your barbecue is head to Colonial, Route 30 in Downingtown, save up to 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. That's up to 10 grand. Get 0% financing on any new Hyundai in stock. And they're not playing games with you. They say any Hyundai in stock, you get there's 4. No. Hundreds of brand new Hyundais in stock. Whatever you're looking for, they likely have there. And the car czar, John Ashdell, stands by it. He's going to give you more for your trade than anyone else, guaranteeing you $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. And when you drive away with that brand new Hyundai, you're going to have America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Colonial Hyundai, Route 30 in Downingtown, or online at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles, only tax and tax. Additional, see dealer for full details. Broads! Where is he?
I'm right here.
Oh, you're... It's his mic.
What? What's wrong?
It's not his mic.
I know.
Honestly... Fix it.
What?
We can hear it, but it sounds like there's...
It sounds like you're in your computer
laptop.
Microphone
it's your
rather than your real
mic,
microphone.
Not your real mic.
Don't you do this for a living? Isn't that supposed to be your thing?
Awesome. Now he's frozen.
Yep.
Get him off of there. Get him off. We'll go to a phone. We'll get him on another time. We have to check that before it goes on the air. Every time. We've done it with Elliot. We've done it with Broads. Just check to see if the microphone's working. We work at a radio station. If he sounds like it's his computer mic, I'm sorry for doing this on the air. If we sound like it's his computer mic, tell him to fix it and make it his regular mic. 215-592-9494. Jordan Princeton, you're on WIP.
Come on, Jordan.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I'm walking on the beach in Ventnor, so if my microphone sounds terrible today, it's because I'm enjoying the sunshine
all
and the
waves. All right. Reality sets back in. Yeah.
I know. It's not all fun and games. The Who was canceled this weekend. I was going to see The Who at Boardwalk Hall, Spike. I figured you'd be supportive of that. It might not be your thing exactly, but it's music. It's rock and roll.
Yeah,
it's like everything. It's good enough, right?
You know, they're like 100. Like, enough. But, yeah, I get it.
Who?
It could cancel due to illness. I didn't know if that meant broken hip or an actual illness.
Are you a stand-up comedian? You always got punchlines in there. Are you worried about the Phils or what?
I mean, I'm not worried. I'm just really freaking annoyed. Like my wife said to me last night, I'm angry during this game. I'm watching Duran and he's blowing up and I'm angry. She's like, why are you angry? It's not even the playoffs. I'm like, 'cause you know what? I'm going to hear from all of my idiot Met fan friends chirping. You're still 5 games behind in the division. Your payroll is equivalent to a small African country's GDP, and your team has no heart, and your fan base is filled with losers who don't understand the game of baseball. So that's what really made me angry, not the loss, but what was going to come after. And sure enough, here they come chirping this morning. Haven't heard from these guys in 3 or 4 months. Oh, good game last night. You did really well. Shut up, Mets fans. Stop it. And if we see you again in the playoffs, we're going to have home field advantage again, and we're going to show you what it's like. I'm going to show you. I'll tell you what does concern me, though.
What?
Is Orion Kerkering super concerning to me. He's led on roughly half of the inherited runners he's seen so far this season. That's not what a relief pitcher is supposed to do. So
yeah,
that's pretty concerning to me.
In those situations, Tanner Banks has been better, you know, more reliable.
Did we ever think we'd hear that?
Yeah, it's crazy because Kirkring has this sort of, look, you come into the game with no outs and the base is loaded. I get it. It's not the greatest situation in the world. But get a ground ball, get a double play, let one run score, or go in there. He has this sort of badass stuff that you want go in there and strike the first guy out.
And then get your double play ball.
Yeah. And the one worry you have with Kirkring always is you wonder what he has upstairs.
Yep.
And like those situations are the situations that that test that, you know, and he has not come through in those situations. I agree with you, Jordan.
He looks terrified up there. He's got the Romano thing going on. Whatever the version of yips that is, he gets up there and he throws two balls, and it's like, oh, God, what am I doing? I need my mommy. And I get that the guy is young, but this is three seasons now.
Yeah, I have confidence.
No more young.
No more young with Kirkring. Thank you for the call, Jordan. Hopefully, Broads, are you there?
I'm here.
There we go.
That sounds much better.
I don't know what happened. All I did was refresh the page.
Well, look, I don't need to know the back machinations. All I know is that everybody's got to know how their equipment works around here. It's sponsored by Blue Chew.
Yes, sponsored by Blue Chew.
Yeah. So what's going, Broads? I hope you know that the videos of you are circulating amongst Mets fans.
Uh-oh.
Your meltdown from last night.
Yeah, I crashed out. Yeah, no doubt about it. It's like when you go to the bar back in your prime and then you wake up the next morning and you go, what the hell happened after those seven shots of Fireball? That's kind of me when I wake up this morning realizing, wow, you know, but I can't do it anymore, man. If they go into Citi Field and wet themselves again tonight, I don't know if I'm going to make it. So this may be our last time together, fellas.
So you very little confidence, it sounds like.
What are we doing? Like, this team is supposed to have balls. This team is supposed to have toughness. They go to Citi Field and they just crack fundamentally. They just don't know what the hell to do. I need Schwarbs to step up. MVP! I need Schwarbs. I need a seventh inning to look a hell of a lot different than two pitches between Kyle and Bryce when the game is ready to be won. You know what I mean? Why? Why is it so difficult? The Mets suck. The Mets suck. Yet we look like the White Sox when we go up to Citi Field. What is the matter with this group?
I don't know. You mentioned the Schwarber thing. He doesn't have a hit this series. And,
it's unbelievable.
You know, and I'm just as guilty of this as anybody. Bryce was in the Target yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, we open up the show talking that Schwarber never seems to get, you know, Schwarber goes through these hot streaks, which means he also has cold moments.
Right.
During the hot streaks, we celebrate the hot streaks. The cold moments, nobody says Schwarber.
He used to get it when
he
was batting 220.
Right.
200. He caught it pretty regularly, but yeah, over the last two plus years, not a lot of Schwarber criticism.
Well, and your point, bro, is like if we're going to talk about MVP, then that carries a lot of weight.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
Like then you're the best player on the team, and when you look helpless against Edwin Diaz, you can't. And it was against Rodgers too, right? I think it was against Rodgers too. It was like you can't have at bats like that.
Right, and I believe in them. That's why I get aggravated. It's not like, and this guy always catches fire for me. He's my example always, but I don't ask Furkan Korkmaz to go give me 60 points, right? I need Joel Embiid to go give me a 40-burger, 50-burger in the playoffs because you're the superstar. I need to see Kyle Schwarber do it. If we're going to say this team's 20 games over 500, special because of what Kyle Schwarber's doing, carrying the workload with the power, then I need that, and I believe he can do it. So that's why I get angry is, I believe you should be able to do it against the Mets if Harrison Bader can do it. Come on, fellas, let's go.
Well,
I don't know.
Can I tell you what? I'll tell you what Harrison Bader has. He's got swagger.
You know what I mean?
Like the thing that we talk about with this team is like when they are down, their shoulders slump.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the reason I kind of like Castellanos is that he walks around with he's got some guts.
Yeah.
Bader, look, I know he's hitting 250 or whatever, but Bader thinks he's going
to
go out there.
He
yeah,
does.
Absolutely. He's got a little pizzazz to him.
Now, why'd you guys both stand up at the same time? You guys are freaking me out.
Yeah, that was weird.
Stretching. Yeah,
yeah, yes. I mostly stand.
Spike is usually standing. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm the one who looks odd standing. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, bro, because we talked about this all day yesterday. What did you think of the Bryce Harper rivalry pack?
I cannot believe that the rivalry pack is a thing. It's disgusting. It is the most insane thing I've ever seen. I gave you a standing ovation by myself yesterday, Spike. I was listening. I was here in my studio getting work. I just stood up, started clapping. I said, this is amazing. This is tremendous work. It is a joke for this guy to sit here and put on orange, put on black, blue, orange cleats and go to Citi Field and go Ofer and do whatever the hell he did game one. I don't remember what it was.
One for four.
One for.
Well, yeah, we'll shove that one somewhere else. Doesn't matter. It was a garbage game. There's no way you could put that on. And you said it perfectly, Spike. If Embiid wore green shoes, went into TD Garden game seven and went 3 for 13 and he had 5 points. Oh my God. Oh my God. If my guy, Jaylen, the greatest quarterback in the NFL, wore cleats and he missed a wide open Devontae Smith in the fourth quarter on 4th and 3 and he's got on the silver and blue Jordan 11s. I mean, this dude would get creeped. Yeah, here's Bryce Harper. Nothing. Not a peep. Why can't we criticize Bryce? He's got to live up to a superstar standard and be dominant and be normal. That was not normal. I mean, that was flat out a joke. He's on a podcast 8 months ago. So I'm so excited for my rivalry pack. Your rivalry pack. How about you go kick ass and beat the match? Because I can't stand it.
Do you ever feel like you're going to collapse when you get to that point?
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know whether to get in there or not, man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, be careful. It's dangerous. Broads, when are
what
you...
What a lead-in for Saquon, by the way.
Yes, I hope Saquon's listening. Yeah. We're going to let you talk to Saquon. Just, Saquon!
What if his mic doesn't work?
500 touches!
What if his mic... work.
Well, he's going to be on the phone, I think. I hope, yeah.
That joke must have sucked. I'm sorry. I thought that was a good joke.
Yeah. When are you on WIP again?
I'm filling in for you guys on Friday from Chickies and Pete's.
Oh, there we go.
What is it going to be, the third Jaylen Appreciation Day you're going to do?
Yeah.
It just comes naturally. You know, I don't ever plan those, and then by 2:33, it's just flooded with Jaylen Hurts needs more love. All right. I said, all right, I'll do it.
Get out of here. All right. The most famous man on Mets internet right now, Hunter Brody Broads. Joining us next, Saquon Barkley. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.